So I kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about how the agency handles questions. You've got millions of taxpayers, millions of people driving with driver's license. So there's a lot of people in the state of Missouri with questions. Traditionally, in the old days, we'd pick up the phone and ask for help. Things obviously have changed. Technology has improved. So what's the approach with the Missouri Department of Revenue to try and answer a lot of questions?
Well, you know, we do have call centers and we are very busy, whether it is tax time or motor vehicle. Now, this time of year, since we're into March, it is very busy in the tax world. And, obviously it, having gone that direction first, I would always encourage people to electronically file their taxes, because in that way, you know, I think we're getting refunds turned around in about 5 days. So, you know, if you're getting a refund, once April 15th gets here, and you wouldn't believe the stacks of mail, Sue, that we get, that we have to open. But if we could get people to file electronically, obviously that's a wonderful thing. And over on the motor view side, we do offer online services, and I think that's picking up. You know, the generation coming up, or maybe the younger folks, they want to do everything on their phone. So you certainly can renew your plates online, and you can renew your driver's license one time online. So those are all things that have been put in play. Now, going back to the phone, we are doing some, I think we were the first one to have DORA, which is you can ask it a question and it will search our website and give you an answer. Another thing that we've done on the tech side is that you can chat with a person. So you can ask them questions and they will immediately respond. So they may be on the phone talking to somebody, but we have people that can multitask. So, you know, they're chatting with somebody while on the phone, sometimes with another taxpayer. And, you know, tax questions can be very detailed. So it's not like somebody calling, how much does my driver's license cost? Okay, you can answer that very quickly. But over on the tax side, sometimes they're much more complex. And additionally, you can make an appointment on the tax side to talk to a tax professional here. So, and if you go on our website at www.dor.mo.gov, click on tax, and there's a banner up there, and it has little carrots, and if you flip the carrot, it will come to a link that you can click on it. There's like little headphones, I think. It's a circular. It says make an appointment, and you can actually make an appointment for us to call you back. So we are trying to be mindful, because customer service is really important. And I think, Stu, you said it earlier, we have a lot of people in the state of Missouri, and we're very grateful they're here. But, you know, when they want something, they want something. And trying to make sure that people are listening to the request, too, because we are concerned about customer service and making sure we're answering the questions.
Different levels of comfort levels of dealing with the technology, with DORA, virtual assistance, systems like that. So if you do, you can still make a phone call. But
absolutely.
Like, you know, I called the Department of Revenue for a tax question, and it is obviously it's busy season, and received a message that because of high call volume, we can't take your phone call right now. But then there's other options, as you say. Are you able to hire additional staff? You kind of, you know, mentioned that in the very beginning that you'd love to be able to hire a lot more. Do you have a budget to add temporary help to get through tax season?
We do, but we can't put those temporary people on the phone. Those temporary folks help us in the back office. And we have temporaries right now during the day. And then we also have an evening shift that they come in and work till about 8 o'clock. So those are folks that are helping us sort returns. Most of these are paper. And so because we do get a lot of people that still file via paper. And so just making sure that those are ready for the next day. But we really can't put those temporary folks on the phone, because that takes a little bit more training, and they're only here for a short period of time. They're not long-term employees, if you understand what I mean. But what that does, though, it allows those folks on the line and those folks that are processing to concentrate on that and not opening the mail or doing a little bit of data entry. That's easier to train than answering a question that that refers to law. So we don't put the temporaries necessarily on the phone.
You know, you talked about electronic filing, and it kind of surprises me that we still have people that are filing paper. You've seen that change, though, I'm sure, over the last 20 years or so. People are getting more comfortable filing online.
Well, I think they are. And, you know, there's a lot of different tax professional programs that you can use now. I just talked to a gentleman the other day, and he filed by paper, and he inadvertently on the paper filing put the amount on the wrong line. And oh my goodness, that really affected what happened. So I said, you know, if you could just file online, you would see that, or it would ask you step by step, and that wouldn't occur. He says, well, I just might try that. So, you know, again, trying to encourage people to file online, to file electronically. One, you don't have to worry about snail mail. And, you know, the Postal Service does the best they can, but, you know, it may take us a week to get it, or even longer, depending on where you're mailing it from. And electronic, you get your filing has been accepted, you know, so on and so forth. The other thing I want to mention, if you're wanting to get a refund, you can check that online to see what the process is, well, where it is in the process. And obviously, when you file electronically, that check or that refund goes right into your bank account, which is really, really good too.
No more paper checks, right? No refund checks coming in the form of paper?
Well, there are a few. If you're a first-time filer, we do that. And there's some other reasons that we send you a paper check, but they're not as prevalent as they used to be. Now, I will say, Sue, we are actually encountering a lot of fraud, unfortunately. And so that takes time away that we have to handle those filings, and most of the, they're usually paper, some of them they're electronic, and we try to keep a step ahead. I mean, I'm telling you that it's in the millions of dollars of fraud that we've already stopped. And we did start taking filings earlier this year, so we're a little bit ahead. But still, you know, we're in tax season. April 15th is the, you know, the deadline. And I want to mention, if you are mailing in a payment, we do go by the postmark, and sometimes post offices, if you just drop it in the blue bin, it doesn't get postmarked till it gets to the distribution center. So if you're concerned about the postmark, you might want to go into the post office and say, would you please stamp this that I'm mailing it today? And so that way there's not any delay, which we go by the postmark. So that's really important if you're mailing in something to us.
Would you guess the percentage of people who are filing electronically in Missouri now? Is it in the 90 percentile?
93% of our individuals file electronically, and about 85% on the average for businesses. So, you know, if we can just get more and more, but now there are some things that we mandate filing electronically, but that's usually the businesses, you know, like the withholding, that's, you know, sales tax, things like that, but not on the individual income tax or the business tax. And a lot of businesses file electronically because it's easier for them too. But, you know, we actually take filings up until October because people file extensions and so on and so forth. So our 25 tax year will not really end until in October. So we are busy all the time.
You said that average turnaround time for the refund is like 5 days.
5 to 7 days. We try to, if it's electronic, it's a lot faster because it gets in the system. If it's paper, it takes a little bit longer. So because, you know, we have to get that return in the system. And so it's not quite as quick.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Sue Danielson. Search Show Me Today wherever you get your podcasts. And Trish Vincent is the director of the Missouri Department of Revenue.
You know, you mentioned fraud. One thing we also notice, there's a message when you do call Motor Vehicle Division about text message scams. You get a notification that you've got a toll to pay or something like that. What's the story with that?
Well, that's been going on. That was even going on last year. It kind of like runs in cycles. It's also going on in other states. It's going on in Tennessee, across the nation. And basically you get a text message that says, this is the Department of Revenue. You owe a toll, or you have a speeding ticket or whatever. And if you don't get in here and pay that, click on this link. We're going to suspend your driver's license. We would never do that. We don't send out text messages like that. So, you know, anybody, I would suggest never click on those links, delete them, report those as scam. It's really hard for us to stop anything like that because these bad actors go out there and they get people's telephone numbers and then they try to defraud them. So it's very important that nobody, we would never call you and ask you for your social security number. We wouldn't ask you for your bank account or anything like that. And if somebody does that, I certainly wouldn't give it to him. I'd say, you know, I need to check with the bank to see who you are, or I need to check with this person or whatever. But be very leery. Do not give that personal information out online or in a text message. They're trying to steal your information and maybe even steal your identity. So please disregard those. And we don't have toll roads in Missouri, so there's no chance of a toll cost anyway.
As you've discussed, there are some great strategies for residents if they do need a question answered and they want to talk to a live body, they can still do that. However, they may have to wait a while. But as you said, the virtual assistant is available. People must be using it, but given how many, the volume of calls you obviously get year-round for motor vehicle and tax stuff, you know, do you have any data showing that Missourians are getting used to using the virtual assistant program?
Well, on the virtual where they can chat, that's fairly new. So, and we're doing some mining of data to see how successful that is. And of course, we always like to look at the response that comes back. Now, the chat is one thing, but DORA, we want to make sure they're getting the right answers. And so it is really important that when you're asking a question, maybe ask it in a couple of different ways. So, because it's just going to go out to our website and get the answer for you. And we do have lots of question and answers out on our website if you want to go to frequently asked questions under the tax or even under motor vehicle driver's license. And, you know, we have 6.2 million people in the state of Missouri. We do about 3 million titles a year. You know, when I start thinking about the driver's license, I know they don't expire but every 6 years until you get to a certain age, and it's every 3 years. But we are constantly busy, and I know the last of the month, people just, you know, wait till the last day, and then they want to do everything, right? So I would suggest that they plan ahead a little bit. People always have questions, and we actually have tax practitioners that call us too. And many times they set up an appointment because they just have some questions for their client or whatever. The law changes all the time too. So that throws a wringer in things as well. So if the legislature makes a change, like last year, they passed capital gains. And so, you know, that's led to a lot of questions. So anytime there's a law change, we have to deal with that. So.
Do you have any estimates, Jen? That's a moving target, but in terms of the average state refund?
Our average return right now is $583. I do want to mention, you know, we did have in Senate Bill 3 last year during special session, we had the Homestead disaster tax credit that was passed that people could take that off of their income tax, and that mostly involves St. Louis. That bill is right now at the Supreme Court. So we are working the returns without the credit, and we're sending those folks letters. So that will affect if they get a refund or they have to pay, because that law is kind of on hold. And, you know, if we don't get your money back to you within 45 days, we have to pay interest. And so we're going to go ahead and work those returns. And then if, depending on what the Supreme Court does, because we have no idea when they're going to hear it, if they rule that that law can go into effect, then we'll contact all those folks and shore up, you know, what needs to be done. So, but we'll let them know. We are sending a letter with those. So that's a nuance that's happening this year, because that was the one that had the, had some tax credits. It also had the stadium. And there was a conglomeration of stuff in that. So it's sitting over at the Supreme Court waiting for a hearing right now.
That was Trish Vincent, the director of the Missouri Department of Revenue. This is Show Me Today.